Welcome to the 2011 Fredcast Holiday Gift Guide for the week of December 11th, 2011. My name is David, and I'm a Fred. In this episode of the Fredcast, it's time for the 2011 edition of the Fredcast Holiday Gift Guide with gifts under $10, gifts under $25, gifts under $100, under $250, under $500, well, just a couple over $500. This is the show that you want to share with your family and friends so you get everything under your tree, in your stocking, and next to the menorah. So sit back, relax, and if you're riding your bike hammer, just a little bit harder, because here comes the Fredcast. Hey, fellow Freds, welcome back to another episode of the Fredcast. It's your host and producer, David. I'm glad to be back with you, and this is a show I've got to do, because if you're like me, you get to this time of year, every year, and your friends and family say to you, David, well, at least in my case, that's what they say, David, we don't know what to get you. You're always out riding your bike, or you're on your trainer. What do you want this year for the holidays? And that's why every year I try to get you some tips, whether it's here on the Fredcast or on the Spokesman, about what I would recommend that you tell your family and friends to buy you this holiday season. So before we get to that, it is time to talk about our show sponsor this week. And as always, I'm pleased to talk to you about Jensen USA. Simply go to jensenusa.com/thefredcast. I've told you many, many times, you're just going to find an amazing selection, incredible prices, and some of the best customer service around. And guess what? It's the holidays, and you know Jensen USA has some specials for you, including getting free shipping with your purchase of $25 or more. All you have to do is choose standard shipping at checkout. Now, got a note. This offer is only available to shipping addresses in the 48 continental United States, and oversized charges will apply on some heavy or large items. So, you know, if your wife or your boyfriend might be getting you a new bike this year, unfortunately, there might be some charges associated with that. Plus, there are other items, lots of them, all throughout the JensenUSA.com website that are marked eligible for free shipping, and those ship for free with absolutely no minimum. JensenUSA.com is the place for you and your family and friends to go for your holiday shopping this season. Go to JensenUSA.com/thefredcast or click the JensenUSA.com link on the right-hand side at the Fredcast. We thank JensenUSA.com very much for their support, and we thank you for supporting Jensen USA. Well, if you've been listening to the Fredcast for any length of time, you know that holiday gift guides are a bit of a tradition around here. We talk about them on the Fredcast and also on the Spokesman Cycling Roundtable podcast. Well, I couldn't let this holiday season go by, especially with the gaps in the show, without giving you a holiday gift guide. And it's kind of funny because as I was recording that a few moments ago, I got a tweet from somebody very kind saying the fact that we're getting a new Fredcast is a great start to the holiday season. So thank you, gimmick_3, for that. Very much appreciated. Well, I want to talk to you about the way that I've organized the Fredcast holiday gift guide this year. In past years, what I've done is I've said, here's a particular type of product or category of product. Say a trainer. And here are a couple of trainers that I recommend. Instead, what I'm going to do this year is march upward from very inexpensive gifts, stocking stuffer gifts, things that you can give to friends and colleagues and people in your cycling club, all the way up to the most expensive gifts on the Fredcast gift guide this year. So please look for the show notes at thefredcast.com. They're going to be organized in a similar fashion. So you can just simply listen to one section of the show, find some things that would be perfect for your budget for anyone on your list, and then go ahead and click the links in the show notes. And one more thing about the show notes, what you're going to find is not only is it organized by price, but I've listed the prices as I found them online over the last couple of days. So they should be current around the time period of December 11th, 2011. And Following the prices, you will find a description of the product, and that description is a hyperlink. Many of the hyperlinks do go to JensenUSA.com. Many of them go to Amazon.com. And those that I could not find on either Amazon or on JensenUSA, I gave you links directly to the manufacturer's own website. And on most of those websites, they list the locations where you can buy those products. So without any further introduction, let's get into the 2011 Fredcast Holiday Gift Guide. Well, there are a lot of things on the Fredcast Holiday Gift Guide this year, so we're going to start with gifts under $10. And one more caveat, that is that you may hear some items, including this first one, that you've heard on other versions of the Fredcast Holiday Gift Guide in the past. And that's quite simply because some things just never go out of style. And this first gift is one of them, because most cyclists that I know can never have enough of this type of product. For me, I've got a drawer in my closet dedicated just to this product. And if you haven't guessed it already, it's socks. I literally have one drawer filled with just cycling-specific socks. And if you are not a cyclist yourself and you were given this show to listen to, you need to understand that cycling-specific socks are built to perform specifically to address the footwear needs of cyclists. And that's not just for the physical performance, but also for the fashion performance as well. And that's why I love buying socks from Sock Guy, because Sock Guy socks, usually about $10 or less per pair, and they come in usually one size fits most sizing. They last a long time. They're comfortable. They stand up to tons of washing and all the stresses that we put on them as cyclists, but maybe even more importantly for a lot of cyclists, they come in what by now must be thousands of different designs. As I was getting ready for the show and doing the show notes, I found a pair of socks I loved so much. I'm hoping Mrs. Fredcast puts them into my stocking this year. So go ahead and check out Sock Guy socks, or socks from virtually any of the many cycling-specific hosiery manufacturers out there. They make great gifts. Now, another thing that makes a great gift, this one may be just over $10, so don't shoot me for this, and that is a subscription to a great magazine. I found online on Amazon a great rate on Bicycling Magazine, a year's subscription to Bicycling Magazine for just $11. Bicycling, again, if you're not a cyclist and you were given this podcast to listen to, Bicycling is a great general interest bicycle magazine with articles on fitness and training and nutrition and, yes, professional cycling, mountain biking, road biking, and gives you a lot of tips as well. So Bicycling Magazine at $11, a great idea for a gift that you can give to your cyclist. And by the way, if you're not listening to this until maybe just before Christmas and you're running out of ideas, maybe you don't have time to go out to the store, buying someone a subscription to a magazine and giving them a gift certificate, always appreciated. Now, every cyclist longs to have a garage filled with blue-handled bicycle-specific tools from Park Tool. Now, I don't know how many cyclists also dream of having a kitchen stocked full of blue-handled Park tools as well, but I've got one particular kitchen tool that I was actually given at the National Bike Summit several years ago that I use as often as I can. It is a Park Tool bottle opener. Now, you think, come on, a bottle opener. You can get one for 50 cents. A lot of us have them on our keychains. This is the best bottle opener I've ever used. It fits well in my hand. It's long enough for good leverage for those hard to open bottle caps. And I know that you think that I'm totally crazy for saying those things, but it literally is, as most Park tools are, as all Park tools are, just a wonderfully engineered tool for a specific purpose. Park Tool bottle openers are available to the public. It's a great gift at $6.25. Now, another gift that I recommend year after year after year, and I always will. Like socks, something that most cyclists never can have enough of, and a bit like socks, when we run out of these, it's a bit of a problem. Tubes. Every cyclist always needs to have plenty of tubes at home, and of course, tubes in the saddlebag. Tubes can be anywhere from $3 to $11, and it really depends on whether or not you're looking for just a generic tube or whether you're looking for a higher performance tube, perhaps for racing. But this is something that we all need. So for the cyclist on your list, if they're a roadie, make sure that you get them 700C tubes. If they're a mountain biker, find out whether or not they're a 29er fan or whether they're not, or whether or not they're riding 26-inch tubes. Whatever size tires the cyclist in your life uses, make sure that you stuff their stocking with inner tubes so that when they get a flat, they'll remember what a great thing you did for them at the holidays. Okay, just two more gift ideas. Round out the Fredcast Holiday Gift Guide under $10 list of gifts. And these two are the ideas of Mrs. Fredcast, who this year decided to concentrate solely on cycling, riding the first three centuries of her life, very strongly, might I say. And I also have to give her great credit because she does all of that, even with multiple sclerosis. So way to go, Mrs. Fredcast. Well, Donna gave us two tips, two items that she likes to have with her on her rides, especially on her longer rides. The first one, and I know many of you think that this is sort of a very Fred in a negative term, very Fred kind of an item, but Mrs. Fredcast loves her bento box. And I have to say, on long rides and on cycling vacations, I can't live without a bento box. If you're not familiar with what a bento box is, it is a small fabric box with a Velcro closure on top and Velcro straps that attach to your top tube and to your handlebar stem, allowing you to carry items that you maybe don't want to carry in your jersey pocket or in your saddlebag, and to have those items in very easy reach. So the kinds of things that I keep in my bento box are nutrition bars or gels or my little digital camera, because a lot of times if I'm out riding and I want to take a photo, I don't want to be fumbling around looking for my camera. I want to get off my bike, find my camera really quickly, pull it out of the bento box, take the picture, stuff it back in there, and get back on the road. It's also a great place to keep a cell phone as well, or perhaps your ID or money. It's just a great carry-all, and at just $9, it's a great value. And so maybe you don't want to take it on the club rides, maybe you don't want to take it to the Wednesday night races, but when you're on a long ride and you need some place to carry stuff and you don't want to have it in your jerseys, a bento box is a great choice. Okay, this last one, again, comes from Mrs. Fredcast. She and I, well, we're not fond of being on group rides and having that rider in front of us decide that it's time to blow his or her nose and to just do it out into the air and without looking backwards. That's something that we find kind of disgusting. And so Mrs. Fredcast also doesn't like what I do, which is just wipe my nose with the thumb portion of my glove. So she found, because we were on a ride here in Salt Lake City, and we were riding out to Antelope Island, which, if you're not familiar, is an island in the middle of the Great Salt Lake that's connected to, quote-unquote, the mainland by a very long causeway. And one of the issues that you have as you're going across this causeway at certain times of year is that there are huge clouds of millions, literally millions, of tiny brine flies, which are associated with the brine shrimp that grow in the Great Salt Lake. And so as you're going out across this causeway, it's a good idea to carry a bandana in your pocket so that you just put it over your face. And so between your glasses and the bandana, you're just not ingesting and breathing in all these tiny little flies. Having the bandana with her, she realized, was also a great item for her to use instead of using her glove or just using the air to clear her nasal passages. So I know that sounds kind of disgusting, but it's something that we cyclists do have to deal with. And you know what? At about $4.50, another great stocking stuffer for the cyclist on your list. So just to recap, we had Sock Guy socks, a bicycling magazine subscription, a Park Tool bottle opener, inner tubes, a bento box, and a bandana, all of these items at just under $10 a piece. Great for the cyclist on your list. Well, let's talk about some gifts under $25 now. And one thing that every cyclist needs, especially in the off season, is a good library of videos. Because let's face it, droning away on the trainer or on the rollers just really is not that exciting. And one of the things that has made its way into my stable of videos are the videos from the Sufferfest. Now, David McQuillan from the Sufferfest put this series together. It's sort of a mashup of some high energy, great cycling music, and some officially licensed footage from professional race organizers like the ASO, the organizers of the Tour de France, and the UCI, and some very intense and difficult workouts. Sufferfest videos go for $11.99 each as digital downloads for individual use. I've got all of them in my library, and they are in constant rotation. Now, maybe you're not the video type. Maybe you like to do other things while you're on the trainer, and maybe you're like listener DeAndrea, who sent in this next idea. For $14.99, it's the Travel Track Book Caddy, and this mounts on the handlebars of your bike. It'll hold a book or a magazine. DeAndrea says it even holds her iPad. Each of them is held steady while you are riding your indoor training workout on your bicycle. It's great for all kinds of reading material, and it mounts in seconds, say the manufacturers, to virtually any kind of road, mountain, or stationary bike. That's the Travel Track Book Caddy for $14.99. Now, whether you're riding indoors or out, you got to stay hydrated. And my water bottle of choice, I've mentioned this a couple of times this year, my water bottle of choice right now, as a matter of fact, there's one sitting right here on my desk as I record the show, is the Camelback Podium Ice water bottle. I like it because of the unique Camelback bite valve and the way that you can lock out the valve so that nothing will come out. And I love it because of the insulation. Now, Camelback does have the Podium Chill bottle, but I found that the ice, and the name is apt, that the ice bottle keeps my drinks colder longer. I use the 21-ounce version, and you can get one of these for $15. Great gift alone, or how about a pair, because most of us do have two water bottle cages on our bikes. Listener Larry sent in our next idea for an under $25 gift. This one's just $15. It's the Jimmy wallet. Now, what is a Jimmy wallet? A Jimmy wallet, it looks to me like it's made out of a translucent polycarbonate in multiple colors, or multiple colors are available. According to the Jimmy wallet website, it will hold five cards, so five credit cards or a combination of four cards and a driver's license. You can imagine where this is going. A couple of bills, and it even has a detachable money clip. If I remember right, listener Larry said he puts in a couple of credit cards, his driver's license, and a patch kit, and a couple of dollars into his Jimmy wallet when he heads out for a ride. That is a problem when we're on our rides. I won't put my wallet in my jersey pocket, and I'm always worried that since I'm taking my driver's license and maybe a credit card and a couple of bucks out of my wallet and putting it into my jersey pocket or putting it into my saddlebag, that either it's going to get lost, or, as happens every single time, I put it in my saddlebag, I put my bike back on top of the car at the end of the ride, I drive to the 7-Eleven to get something to drink, and right, everything got left in the saddlebag. So the Jimmy wallet's a great answer to that problem. You can put it right into your jersey pocket or into the aforementioned bento box for easy access, and you won't forget that it's there. It's $15. And of course, there's a link right there in the show notes to where you can find and buy the Jimmy wallet. So you're not doing an indoor trainer ride, you're out on the road. And one of the things that I've always been concerned about when I'm out on the road is what happens if, God forbid, I get into an accident and I'm unable to speak to the paramedics or the police for myself. Who or what is going to do the speaking for me? Well, number one, here's a little tip for you. Make sure that you do have those ICE entries in your cell phone, those in case of emergency entries, so that if somebody finds you, they're able to call those entries and get somebody who can speak for you. But in case you forget to do that, or maybe you don't like to ride with a cell phone, the next best thing, and perhaps one of the best things, is a road ID. Now, road ID is typically a strap with a metal plate that has information on allergies, on who you are, on who to contact in case of emergency, all the information that you're going to want emergency responders to know if you should have an accident. There are road IDs for your wrist, for your ankle, for your shoe. There are road IDs that are look like the cause bracelets that many of us wear, and road IDs that would look great even in a business suit or a tuxedo. The least expensive road ID is the road ID Wrist ID Slim. It goes for $15.99. Most road IDs are under $20, but you can get the Wrist ID Elite for $29.99. I used to wear dog tags when I went out for a ride. Road ID has their version of dog tags, but for a bit of a fashion statement and a way to let people know that you are a cyclist, even when you're not riding, and to let people know who you are and what your needs are should you have an accident, Road ID is a great way to go. And don't forget that you can also go to the Road ID website and buy gift certificates. So maybe you've got a Road ID and some of your riding buddies have been coveting your Road ID. Give them the gift of a Road ID this holiday season. And if you don't know which one they want, no problem. Just get them a Road ID gift certificate. And again, whether you are riding indoors or out, you're going to be riding in, hopefully, in cycling shorts with chamois. And what better way to condition your shorts and condition your rear end than with some high quality chamois cream to ensure that you don't get saddle sores and you are properly lubricated for your ride. Now, my chamois cream of choice, if you care, is the Asos chamois cream. It goes for just under $20. I've also used chamois butter chamois cream, also about the same price at about $19.95. There are additional chamois creams on the market. Dave Zabriskie has his brand called D's Nuts. That's the D's Nuts chamois cream. That goes for about $24 a tube. He also makes a formulation just for women cyclists. That's the D's Nuts Bliss Women's chamois cream, also for $24. And while chamois cream is great for between you and the shorts, what's going to go between you and the cold? Well, on those colder days, every cyclist is looking for the latest and greatest in embrocation. And one of the listeners this evening tweeted out a tip for me for the Fredcast holiday gift guide and suggested the Mad Alchemy Uber Secret Coffee Embrocation at $23.95. According to the Mad Alchemy website, Uber Secret formula will warm your legs and open your eyes with hazelnut and coffee tones. They worked very closely with the Embrocation Cycling Journal's creator to come up with an aroma and a heat intensity that is most preferred. According to the website, it's, quote, not atomic hot, but provides a moderate amount of smooth, gradual heat. And since many cyclists love their cup of joe, they should definitely love the Mad Alchemy Uber Super Secret Coffee Embrocation at $23.95. Now, in the under $10 category, I mentioned that every cyclist is always looking for more inner tubes. But to go along with the inner tubes, cyclists also need inflation kits, tire levers, and patch kits, plus a good seat pack into which these can all fit while you're out on your ride. Well, Innovations in Cycling has put them all together into a great gift kit. It's the Innovations Seat Pack with CO2, tire levers, and patch kit. Everything you need, add a tube or two, and you're ready to go off on the road for $25, a great gift for the cyclist in your life, a great gift for yourself. Now, inside my seat kit, you'll also find two different kinds of wipes. First of all, as I'm out on the road and when I do a repair on my bike, maybe I had a chain issue, a derailleur issue, or maybe I needed to change a tire, my hands are dirty. And I am always carrying a couple of Grease Monkey wipes in my bag. Grease Monkey wipes, for the best way to describe it, is it's like a handy wipe, a large handy wipe that is infused with citrus and other natural ingredients that will clean your hands after you've gotten them greasy. You can get a 24-count box of Grease Monkey Wipes for about $19.98. The other wipe that I'm always carrying with me for after my rides are Action Wipes. We've talked about Action Wipes here on the Fredcast time after time after time. They are a great way to clean up after a ride when you don't have an opportunity for a shower, but you do want to smell a little bit better than you do after a ride. It's a great way to clean up without a shower, and it is far, far better than a baby wipe. I use them all the time. And the great thing, actually, I just got a tweet from Martha from Action Wipes saying that she's got a great deal going on right now for the holidays. If you buy a 20-count box of Action Wipes, normally $20, you're going to get 20% off plus free shipping. But if you use the promo code FREDCAST, you're going to get another 10% off. I mean, 30% off and free shipping just for listening to the FREDCAST, and you're going to get a great product, something I've always got with me in my car and on the bike, Action Wipes. And the last item in the under $25 category, it is yet another Mrs. Fredcast recommendation, Honey Stinger Waffles. You can get a box of 16 Honey Stinger Waffles for $21.99. And no, this is not like buying a box of Eggos. Honey Stinger Waffles are thin, light snacks that you can take with you on your ride, providing 160 calories and the natural and familiar flavor of honey, providing natural energy and nutrition as you're out on your ride. I first saw Honey Stinger Waffles when I was riding along with one of the teams in the Tour of Utah this year, and they were giving these to the professional riders. So this is a great on-bike snack. Honey Stinger Waffles, a box of 16, for $21.99. Okay, now moving up from gifts under $25 to gifts under $50. The first thing on the list, $26, the Pedro's Total Bike Care Kit. A great gift for a cyclist, or just an easy way to stock up on everything that you need to keep your bike clean and well lubricated in your garage. It includes 16 ounces of Orange Peels Degreaser, 16 ounces of Green Fizz Cleaner, 4 ounces of Go Lubricant, 12 ounces of Bike Lust Polish, and a Pedro's Toothbrush. You can't go wrong at $26 with the Pedro's Total Bike Care Kit. Now moving up just 6 pennies from that, at $26.06, it's the Park Tool Barbecue Set. Once again, fine, well-engineered, blue-handled tools for just the right occasion when friends or family are coming over and you need a great pair of tongs and the perfect Park Tool spatula. Get the Park Tool Barbecue Set for $26.06. Now, this might not be something you buy for yourself, but this is a great gift to give to a cyclist. Another great gift, we talked earlier about a bicycling magazine subscription. You know that Velo News changed their name last year to simply Velo, and you can provide a 15-issue Velo subscription for the cyclist in your life who is into the racing scene and into tech and everything that's covered by Velo Magazine, $29.99. Now, one thing every cyclist needs at home and in the car, and by the way, this is a tip that I've given several times on the Fredcast and also on the Spokesman, carry a bike pump, a floor pump with you in your car so that when you're out and about and you see a fellow cyclist in need, you can stop and help them out. Karma goes a long way. And so I've got 2 floor pumps on the Fredcast Holiday Gift Guide this year. The first is under $50, and this is the Surface TCPG floor pump, 160 PSI capabilities, oversized gauge, and a simple valve that does both Presta and Schrader valves, and it has a lifetime warranty at $31.99. This is a great pump to keep in your car for going to races, going to charity rides, or just about town to help out your fellow cyclist. Over the last few years, I've introduced you here on the show to famous cycling artist Kathleen King, who's known for her bike scribble paintings. Kathleen has found a way to bring those bike scribbles home to you on pint glasses, and she's offering sets of four or sets of eight. A set of four pint glasses goes for $34.95, each one featuring one of Kathleen's famous bike scribble designs in cherry red, bright orange, midnight blue, or lime green. That's for a set of four, $34.95. You can also find a set of eight. Just go to her website and use the link in the show notes. Earlier this evening, as I tweeted out that I'd be recording tonight's show for the holiday gift guide, one of the listeners suggested that a great idea for a gift for cyclists would be winter gloves for cold winter riding. Now, normally, I wouldn't recommend gloves. Gloves are a very personal item and something that can sometimes be very subjective from one cyclist to the next. But one thing we all agree on is that when we are out riding in cold weather, one of the first parts of our body to get cold quickest is our hands. And that's why I have two pairs of cold weather cycling gloves in the holiday gift guide this year. The first, a less expensive option at $36.99 from Planet Bike. It's the Borealis Winter Gloves. These are full finger cycling gloves with ultra soft fleece thumb and index finger. They're windproof, waterproof, and they have a breathable liner, and they have reflective piping for nighttime visibility. Plus, they've put little buttons of silicone on the fingertips to give you increased grip. And unlike repurposing ski gloves or work gloves for winter riding, these are specific for cycling with four-way stretch woven spandex for a snug fit, but also one that's going to be flexible enough to allow you to reach your shifters, to reach your brakes, and to adequately grasp your handlebars. They have a neoprene cuff with a pull tab and a Velcro closure. These are the Planet Bike Borealis Winter Gloves for $36.99. But when you come in from the cold and you'd like to get on your indoor trainer and feel like you're riding in sunny, warm Southern California, the thing that I recommend all the time are the Epic Planet Epic Rides DVDs. And they've got a bundle for Fredcast listeners right now at $39.95. This is the Epic Planet SoCal DVD bundle, giving you two of their Southern California ride DVDs at $39.95, and that's a $20 savings off of list. I was riding an Epic Planet DVD just the other night. I was riding in the hill country, the Texas hill country around Austin. I always find the quality of production top-notch. The scenery, and it says it on their website, absolutely gorgeous. And one of the things that I've been noticing as I've been riding more and more of the Epic Rides DVDs is I find that, and something that I find welcome, is that the riders in the DVDs follow good road etiquette, good rules of the road. When there's a bike lane, they endeavor to be in it. They're wearing helmets. They tend to stop at stop signs. They use hand signals. These are things that personally I appreciate, as I'm always talking to you about being good cycling citizens. They're providing a good example. So you get great scenery, beautiful production, varied and challenging terrain. Plus, don't forget the extras that Epic Planet provides. So for instance, when I'm riding on my CompuTrainer, I put in one of their power profiles. I'm feeling the hills right at the same time as the riders on the screen. Go ahead and check it out. You can get the two DVD bundle for $39.95. And topping out the range of gifts for under $50, coming in at $48.95, is the Timbuktu iPad case. I was given one of these as a gift at Interbike. And when I first looked at it, I thought, I'm never going to use this thing. And it turned out that I use it every day. My iPad is always in the Timbuktu iPad case. It is, the best way to describe it is it looks like a typical Timbuktu bag with the kind of nylon materials that they use on the exterior and the multicolors that you can choose. But it's more like an envelope with a Velcro closure, and inside it's padded fleece-like material to keep your iPad safe. I use this all the time. I liked it so much that I also bought a similar but larger envelope case for my laptop that goes right into my messenger bag. So right in my messenger bag, you're going to find my Timbuktu laptop case and my Timbuktu iPad case. The cool thing about the laptop case is that if you're going through security at an airport in the United States where we have to take our laptops out of our bags and put them into a separate bin, you can leave your laptop in the Timbuktu case. It's TSA approved. So this way, nobody's going to mistake my laptop for theirs, and it's easy for me to recognize it on the belt. Plus, nobody's going to grab mine simply because they like mine better than theirs. Although they might take it for the Timbuktu case. I really love these Timbuktu cases. Highly recommended. $48.95, a great way to carry and protect your iPad, or spend a couple of extra bucks and get one for your laptop as well. Stepping up another rung of the ladder, we move to gifts under $100. Going back to Kathleen King and her bike scribbles, she's got a great deal right now for just $50 on a limited edition signed bike scribble print. This is the original bike scribble. She calls it 1KM. It's 20 by 20 printed on heavy matte finish stock. They've put together a limited edition of 150 prints. They're each signed and numbered by Kathleen, and her price includes shipping within the United States. That's $50 for a limited edition print from Kathleen King. And for just $9 more, you could get yourself a Strava premium plan, or for $99.96, the Map My Ride Gold plan. If you're not familiar, Strava is the online social workout and fitness recording system that allows you, let's say for instance, you're going to go ride a particular hill in town, you'll be able to compare your performance to those who have also ridden that exact same hill. Strava works with a lot of different devices. It's a newcomer on the scene, but is exploding in popularity because of those social connections that you can make in Strava. Map My Ride, sort of the 800-pound gorilla, been around a very long time. Many of us have a lot of rides saved in Map My Ride, or at least for me, when I travel, I always drop into Map My Ride to find what are the popular cycling routes, or perhaps maybe if I've just got time for a run, the popular running routes in town. Spending a little bit more money gives you additional features in each of the online services. One feature I like in Map My Ride is the fact that I'm not getting bombarded with advertisements if I sign up for one of their paid plans. So Strava, $59 for the year, or on Map My Ride, $99.96 for the year. Now, bumping up just a little bit to $63.92, another floor pump. This one, whereas the previous one that I mentioned I felt was good for putting in your car, this one seems better for your shop or for your garage. It's the Topeak Joe Blow Pro Floor Pump. This has a top-mounted gauge with a pressure release button. That's going to ensure that you're going to get perfect inflation of your tires. It's got a padded handle and great technology in the head to make it really easy to use either with a Schrader or with a Prestavalve, and you can get this for $63.92. Next up is one that I really like. If you know someone who lives in a town that has bike share, for instance, Washington, D.C., or Boston, Montreal, Toronto, plenty of others all around the world. We've talked about them here ad nauseum on the show. If you know somebody who lives in one of those towns, you can buy them a gift of an annual membership in their town's bike share program. So for instance, in Washington, D.C., it's just $65 for an annual membership. I was there just for a weekend visiting my daughter, and I thought that the bike share system was fantastic. I used it every single day and multiple times a day. So if I lived someplace that had a bike share system, I would absolutely use it. And if somebody gave me a gift to that bike share program, I would think that that would be fantastic. I've got links in the show notes to the DC Capital bike share, the one in Boston, the one in Montreal, and the one in Toronto. There are plenty of others, but go ahead and check out the show notes, at least in DC, for $65 a year. That is a phenomenal gift. I would love somebody to give to me. For $84.99, I'm going to revisit something we talked about earlier, the Sufferfest, David McQuillan's great fitness training videos that are going to allow you to beat your ass today so you can beat theirs tomorrow. Those are David's words, not mine. For $84.99, you get all nine Sufferfest videos, normally a $102 value. You're getting it discounted for $84.99 for buying the nine pack. And these, again, are digital downloads. This includes Downward Spiral, Revolver, Fight Club, Angels, The Hunted, Local Hero, A Very Dark Place, Hell Hath No Fury, and Extra Shot. A great value for $84.99. Go ahead and check it out in the show notes. And then finally, rounding out our gifts for under $100, as I promised, I'd have two pair of gloves for you, just like I had two floor pumps. This pair for $69.99. These are the Giro 100 proof winter gloves. These are Giro's warmest gloves, featuring variable weight insulation, and they've got that lobster claw design with the split fingers, so you have a couple of fingers in the same compartment together. When we talked about winter gloves on The Spokesman last year, everyone agreed that in the coldest weather, the lobster claw design is the way to go. These gloves are good down to 15 degrees Fahrenheit or minus 10 Celsius. They offer maximum hand and finger insulation from cold and wet weather with a waterproof, breathable outer shell and with ThinSulate in its core. The removable moisture-wicking inner liner can also be worn on their own when the temperatures are a bit mild. For $69.99 from Giro, it's the Giro 100-proof winter glove. Moving up another step to gifts under $250 now, and I'm going to go back to Park Tool again because, quite frankly, Park Tool makes the best tools in the bicycle industry. And I'm going away from food and opening up beer bottles to some serious tools that I think every workshop, whether home or semi-pro or professional or on the road going to races, everybody needs one of these, and it's a workstand. There's two workstands here that I'm going to recommend. The less expensive Park Tool PCS9 home workstand. It's more of an entry-level repair stand for home. It's got a great clamping mechanism, a three-point leg system, and it's made from powder-coated steel tubing. It's just $107.95. Jumping up to a little bit more than double that price at $242.95 is the Park Tool PRS25 Team Portable Workstand. This is very similar to the one that I used to use when I was in the bike business, and I used to have to go around to mountain bike races every weekend to demonstrate my products. It was easy to fold, easy to put together and easy to set up, and very, very sturdy. This is the one that I would recommend if you know that you're going to be doing a lot of work on bikes, or one that you're going to want to be portable. This is simply the Cadillac of workstands and is extremely portable. It's the Park Tool PRS25 Team Portable Workstand at $242.95. And it looks like I forgot one more set of gloves that I did put into today's holiday gift guide. These are a bit more expensive than the last pairs that we talked about. At $150 a pair, it's the ASOS Fugu Winter Gloves. According to ASOS, you should feel comfortable in these gloves in temperatures from 32 to 46 degrees Fahrenheit, and that's 0 to 8 degrees Celsius. These gloves protect your hands from chilly winds and cold water with a stretch nylon bonded to a waterproof, breathable membrane. The fabric is smart in how it closes its own pores in the cold and opens them up when it senses heat, and that gives you more insulation or more venting depending on what you need. There's also a thin layer of microfleece that works great for insulation and moisture wicking, and the gloves have strategic padding on the palms and external reinforcing material in high wear areas. ASOS makes very high quality cycling apparel, and the Fugu winter gloves should get you through the winter without cold hands. Another item that seems to make it onto the holiday gift guide every year is a helmet cam. This year I've got two helmet cams to recommend to you, both in very fairly similar price ranges. The GoPro HD Helmet Hero 1080p camera, the entire kit for $239.99. I used the GoPro Helmet Hero on my trip to Italy this summer. Worked pretty well for me, but I'm starting to sort of lean toward the Contour line of cameras. A little bit more pricey, a little bit outside the price range of our $250 and under, but the Contour GPS 1080p camera at $299.99, a bit smaller, a bit sleeker, and it includes a GPS to track your ride, yet it still records in 1080p high definition with a 135-degree wide-angle rotating lens. $299.99 or $239.99 for the Contour GPS 1080p camera and the GoPro HD Helmet Hero 1080p, respectively. One last item that just made it onto the list today when I saw a press release indicating that a well-respected consumer publication had rated this as their number one outdoor product of the year. And this is something that if I was going to be doing a lot of remote hiking, remote mountain biking, remote skiing, backcountry skiing, this is something that I would always want to carry with me. This is the DeLorme InReach two-way satellite communicator. The DeLorme InReach allows you to send and receive text messages, be tracked, and be in communication in places where you do not have cellular service. Now, it can work alone as a standalone unit or in conjunction with your Android phone or specific GPS units to provide even more functionality and more information. You can send and receive text messages from well beyond cell phone range. You can get message delivery confirmation. You can enable remote tracking so your friends and family will know where you are. And you can send two-way interactive SOS messages, all using the Iridium constellation of satellites, so you do not need cellular, you don't need to be in range of cellular towers. At $249.95, if you're doing a lot of activity in the backcountry, especially if you're doing it solo, this is the product for you. The DeLorme InReach two-way satellite communicator, topping out our gifts under $250 at a price of $249.95. Well, just a couple more categories to go before we get to the end of this year's holiday gift guide. We're now in the gifts under $500 category. They're both the same type of unit, and they are both from the same manufacturer. They're both GPS cycling-specific computers, and they're both from Garmin. The first one at $349.99 is the one that I use most often. It's the Garmin Edge 500 with heart rate and cadence. Now, the Garmin Edge 500 does not have a moving map or a touchscreen. It is simply using Ant Plus communication to communicate with your speed sensor, your heart rate sensor, your cadence sensor, and it's using the GPS constellation of satellites to constantly track and record your route so that when you get home, you're able to view your route on a map and you're also able to have all the metrics that you're looking for in order to track your fitness. The battery life is fantastic. It does not take up a whole lot of real estate on your handlebars. This is the one that I took with me to Italy this year. And if you go back and look at my blog posts, you'll be able to see all of the metrics for my rides as well as all of my maps. So you'll be able to see how well the Garmin Edge 500 works. Now, the reason why I'm talking about cycling specific units instead of talking about cases, maybe for your iPhone or your Android phone, go back and listen to the second to last episode of the Spokesman Cycling Roundtable podcast, where I did a very long dissertation on why I don't believe that, say, for instance, iPhone cases are yet the solution, especially if you're going to be using your computer on a long ride. If you're going to do a century or more and you're out for 5, 6 or more hours on your bike, battery life becomes a problem. And with the cycling specific units from Garmin, that is no longer an issue. So I'm very pleased with using cycling specific computers as opposed to using my smartphone as a computer. The second item on this list, also from Garmin, it's the Garmin Edge 800, coming in at $449.99. This is Garmin's touchscreen GPS bicycle computer. It provides both performance monitoring and cycling-specific features and touchscreen navigation. It's great for mountain biking, road riding, commuting, touring, or take it off your handlebars and use it out when you're hiking or when you're sailing or when you're geocaching. It will work great for that because it has a built-in base map and it's able to track your distance, your speed, your location, your ascent and descent. It also uses your Ant Plus heart rate, speed, power, cadence, all of the Ant Plus features that you'll be able to find, plus all the features of a fine touchscreen GPS. At $449.99, it's the Garmin Edge 800. And stepping up the final level in currency this evening, it's gifts over $500, and I just have two choices here. The first, again, a Mrs. Fredcast pick. It's the Burley Delight child trailer at $579. Now, when our kids were little, and today they're 15 and 18, so this was many years ago, we took them everywhere with our Burley trailer, just across town, on long rides. I remember going up to the Napa Valley and taking them all over the Napa Valley and the environs in their Burley child trailer. This is state-of-the-art. It's one of the safest ways to take your kids out on a ride with you. Our kids used to sit in the trailer and wear their helmets, and they would listen to music and sing and read books and eat Cheerios and nap. And it was a great way for the whole family to get outdoors, enjoy the day, and enjoy being together. The Burley Delight child trailer includes the trailer with the cover, the tow arm, and the hitch. It carries up to 2 kids with a total weight capacity of 100 pounds. And the whole thing weighs just about 28 pounds. It's got an all-weather cover with waterproof zippers, five-point padded harnesses for the kids, tinted side windows, a recessed helmet pocket. There's plenty of storage, and these things are bomb-proof. It's the Burley Delight child trailer for $579. If you've got kids, this is a great gift for the entire family. Next up on our list, it's a product from Rafa. If you are familiar with Rafa, you know that they are known for high-end, high-zoot cycling apparel. But this tip came to us via Twitter from the UCI overlord himself, none other than not Pat McQuaid from the UCI, recommending the Rafa Rocket Espresso Machine. The UCI overlord says he has 3 in his office alone, so we know the UCI is definitely paying him way too much. Go ahead and check it out. Just, you know what, even if you don't have the 1,700 euros, let me say that again. Even if you don't have the 1,700 euros to spend on this coffee machine, I know so many cyclists who are into coffee and who are also into gadgets. You will just love the engineering and the beauty of this machine. It is a thing of beauty, and I guarantee the coffee and the steamed milk that comes out of this is better than you will find at 100 Starbucks. It's the Rafa Rocket Espresso Machine, recommended by the UCI Overlord for 1,700 euros. Okay, but we're not done yet, because I've got just a couple more items that I wanted to mention that because their prices varied so much and the options that are available to you, I wanted to add them into this special category that I'm simply just calling various. So first of all, as we're into this season in the Northern Hemisphere where it stays light longer, if you're going to be out riding your bike, you need to consider lights. One of the things that you can consider is the Planet Bike Super Flash Taillight. It's cheap at $24.99, but is one of the brightest and lightest rear taillights I have seen. And I've got that listed in the under $25 category of the show notes. But you're also going to need a headlight. Now, when I used to do my training in Los Angeles at night, I would use a Knight Rider helmet-mounted light with a rechargeable battery that went into my jersey pocket. The brightness was phenomenal, the durability was great, and the battery life was unbeatable. But Knight Rider has a wide variety of lights, and I still recommend Knight Rider for their quality, dependability, and durability and design. So go ahead and check out Knight Rider lights. I've got a link in the show notes. Now, another thing that every cyclist always appreciates is some nutrition products. So depending on what your cyclist, the cyclist in your life, is interested in, what their taste is in nutrition products, you might consider buying them some of those. So for instance, for me, for my shorter rides, I tend to use Clif products, Clif bars, Clif gels, and Clif blocks. But when I go on longer rides, when I do cycle touring, I depend on Hammer Nutrition products. So I use their Perpetuum product, I use the recovery product and a variety of other products from Hammer Nutrition. I told the guys at Hammer at Interbike that they saved my trip to Italy this year, and they could save a trip or a long ride for you as well. So there's links in the show notes for both Clif Nutrition products and Hammer Nutrition products. Now, on Twitter earlier this evening, one listener suggested that I mention to you Twin Six Cycling and casual gear. If you're not familiar with Twin Six, they are known for the quality materials, quality workmanship, and the quality of their designs. Especially, everybody likes the designs of their t-shirts. So for yourself or for the cyclist in your life, go ahead and check out Twin Six Cycling and Casual Gear. And last but not least, consider gift certificates. I've put some links in here for Road ID gift cards, Jensen USA gift cards, but a gift card from your cyclist's famous favorite independent bike dealer. If you don't know what to get them, if you didn't hear something on this podcast that tickles your fancy, something that you want to buy for them, get them a gift card. You already know, more than likely, what their favorite bike shop is. And maybe they have a favorite bike shop for road. Maybe they have a different bike shop for mountain. Go to each of those places and buy a gift card for your cyclist from their favorite independent bike dealer. I guarantee you they will appreciate it. And that's it. That is going to do it for the 2011 edition of the Fredcast Holiday Gift Guide. I hope you enjoyed it. Feel free to give me some feedback on it. I would love to hear your thoughts on my choices, what you liked, what you thought I should have included, because you know what? Starting tomorrow, I start working on the 2012 edition of the Fredcast Holiday Gift Guide. But before I do that, I'd be remiss if I didn't thank our sponsor for this evening's show, Jensen USA. Go to jensenusa.com/thefredcast, because you're going to be able to do a lot of your holiday shopping there, and you're going to get free shipping on orders of $25 or more. jensenusa.com/thefredcast. We thank them for their support, and we thank you for your support of Jensen USA. And if you do want to contact me to tell me where I messed up in not including a product, or to tell me a product that you really liked that we included, feel free to do so. The website's www.thefredcast.com. The email is thefredcast@gmail.com, and our Fredcast listener hotline at area code 661-513-FRED. That's 661-513-3733. And to follow along with everything that's going along with me and with the Fredcast and with the holidays coming, go ahead and follow me on Twitter. The Twitter handle is simply Fredcast. And that is going to do it for this episode of the Fredcast Cycling Podcast and our 2011 Holiday Gift Guide. Now, you know what comes next. It's PodSafe Cycling Music. And today, I'm going to break with tradition just a little bit. You know that most weeks, our PodSafe Cycling Music is chosen for us by the CadenceRevolution.com, the home of free weekly featured tracks and premium members content of weekly 30 and 60 minute cardio mixes and bi-weekly coaching tracks to get the world moving at www.cadencerevolution.com. But this week, I decided to choose my own music because it is that time of the year, and I wanted to find something that just fit the gaps that we've had in the show, but the fact that I made sure to come back and bring you the Fredcast Holiday Gift Guide. And my promise, my gift to you in 2012 is that in January, we will be back. Yes, we will be back to regular episodes of the Fredcast Cycling Podcast. And if you hear a smile in my voice, that's because I'm excited to be back behind this microphone with these headphones on and bringing you great cycling content on the Fredcast Cycling Podcast. Don't forget, show notes are at www.thefredcast.com. This is show number 186, the 2011 gift guide. Please click those links to go see our advertisers and enjoy your holidays. A Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah, a Happy New Year, the happiest, healthiest, safest, most profitable 2012 to you, your family, your friends, your cycling buddies, your clubs. I just hope 2012 is a great year for all of us. And I've chosen this song for you. It's by the Tequila Mockingbirds, and it's called It Just Ain't Christmas Without You. And that is from me, David from the Fredcast, to all of you. Thanks for listening. Thanks for staying subscribed. Would you believe it's been 6 years that the Fredcast has been in production, and you can expect a lot more to come after this. So from me to you, have a great holiday season. Enjoy the music, but most of all, enjoy the ride.
This house is dark, my heart is cold, and I can't face this holiday alone. Wish I could hide until it's through. I don't know what to do. It just ain't Christmas, just ain't Christmas without you. It just ain't Christmas without you. There ain't no presents, ain't no tree, no Christmas cards addressed to me. Talk about troubles that got a few. Ain't never been this blue. It just ain't Christmas, just ain't Christmas without you. It just ain't Christmas without you. I walk alone on Christmas Eve. How I got here is a mystery. Christmas carols sound off key without you. It just ain't Christmas without you. It ain't Christmas without you. places to go. Arm in arm in the falling snow. They're doing the things we used to do. Who will come to my rescue? It just ain't Christmas. Just ain't Christmas without you. It just ain't Christmas without you. It just ain't Christmas without you. It just ain't Christmas without you.